Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember last week, French President Emmanuel Macron vowed to, quote, pee off, well, I don't, if I'm allowed to say the pee-pee word, pee-pee off unvaccinated people, because he was mad at them. And he was accused of being divisive, vulgar language, using a slang term. He said, I really want to blank them off and will carry on doing this to the end. Now, I think he's got a presidential election coming up. People thought those words were unworthy of a president. Huh? Then they probably didn't like Trump. Because Trump's language obviously wasn't very presidential. But he wanted to really pee them off. Makes you a little nervous when a leading figure wants to isolate and go after a group of individuals. Mandatory vaccinations have been introduced in several European countries. Austria led the way. Italy, they're going to make vaccination against COVID-19 compulsory starting at, I think, February 15th. So vaccine mandates are throughout. Even though we're expecting Omicron to peak and go down, but Canada and our neck of the woods, they're going to find people. According to Quebec Premier François Legault, he said, right now these people, they put a very important burden on our healthcare network. And I think it's normal that the majority of the population is asking that there be a consequence. He said, it's a question also of fairness for the 90% of the population who made some sacrifices. And I think we owe them this kind of measure. So the Canadian province of Quebec is going to fine people, quote unquote, substantially if they are unvaccinated. The fine will not apply to those who have a medical exemption. We don't know, again, what qualifies as a medical exemption. Most of them, I think, do surround you having a bad event or a bad reaction to the shot. Now, I still don't believe in America they have outlined what medical exemptions can get you out of the shot, even if you've had, I think, myocarditis. Right now, I believe the only people that can get a medical exemption per the CDC's sort of guidelines would be if you are allergic to a component in the vaccine. But even with that, they made it sound like, yeah, but then you can take another vaccine that might not have the same component. Well, how do you know what you're allergic to? You know, because Moderna has different substrates in it than Pfizer. Right? You know, the website originally made it sound like so. If you're allergic to Pfizer, you could get a Moderna. But as a doctor, if you have an allergy, that's a contraindication to getting another shot. And you and your doctor need to talk about it. So the fine would not apply to those with medical exemption. Nearly 90% of eligible Quebecers have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Public health officials say the vast majority of patients at Quebec hospitals remain unvaccinated. Officials have not said how many hospitalized COVID patients are vaccinated. We do know that the majority of people with Omicron are vaccinated because the majority of people are vaccinated. And Omicron is hitting everybody. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a disease. It doesn't mean that because you're vaccinated, you're at higher risk, but it's just we have tons of vaccinated people in the hospitals because they're in the hospital for other reasons, too. And you know, we had, what, almost 70% of our population vaccinated. So the majority is vaccinated. Last week, Quebec announced that residents would have to be vaccinated to buy alcohol or cannabis. Quebec's Health Minister Christian Dubé said that in a tweet. Once that happened, vaccine appointments spiked. So you can't buy alcohol or pot if you aren't vaccinated. They say in just a few days, appointments for the first dose went from 1.5 K per day to over 6K yesterday. Thank you to everyone who decided to get vaccinated. It's not too late to get your first dose. Protect yourself. So somebody who drinks alcohol, so that means there, yeah, isn't alcohol and over drinking and the risks of alcohol a public health threat? That's why that blew my mind in America where we were doing joints for jabs. We will give you marijuana if you get the shot. Do we really want people on marijuana? Is that something we want to start kids on? Young, like 18-year-olds? Anyway, Quebec, where nearly a quarter of all Canadians live, is one of the first provinces in Canada to introduce a vaccine passport. Proof of vaccination is required in order to eat in restaurants, go to the gym, attend sporting events. Last month, an evening curfew was imposed for a second time to curb the spread of the virus. Now, Quebec isn't the only one to do this. Italy said the vaccination now is mandatory for people over 50. Proof of vaccination is already mandatory for teachers and healthcare workers in Italy. All employees have been required to show proof of vaccination or show a negative test before entering their workplace since October. So now this decree is for those over 50, and it removes the option to take a test instead of getting vaccinated. How much do they get fined? Well, in Italy, we don't know what they're going to charge in Canada, but in Italy, those who refuse to get vaccinated risk a $680 to $1,700 fine. After 5 days, they will lose their salary, but they will not be fired from their position. They can receive pay again if they get vaccinated. Wow. For unvaccinated people who are 50 or older or who are unemployed or retired, they will be fined 100 euros, which is less money. So 2 days after the government announced their measure, Italy registered a threefold increase of the vaccines administered daily to those from the age of 50. Austria has also announced plans to make vaccination mandatory for those over 14 years old. Those over 60 in Greece will have to get the vaccine starting January 16th. So, you know, America isn't the strictest of the countries. It's definitely stricter in these other countries. And again, we don't hear, you know, all the side effects, and we don't hear all the nuances like we do here in America because of our access to Facebook and Twitter. But, you know, because people say, well, you know, man, I'll leave America. I don't know what other country is going to be softer on rules. It's just forcing people to get an old vaccine that's not updated just doesn't make a lot of sense. And I really believe that they need to rethink what they're mandating. Because vaccinated people, I mean, COVID is still spreading among the vaccinated. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I have not been a big fan of our current healthcare system. I have not been a fan of Obamacare, with the exception of the pre-existing condition clause. I think there was a lot wrong with that 2,200-page bill that screwed over all of my patients, gave them big deductibles, and it put a lot of doctors out of business. And so whenever the government gets involved with health care, it doesn't necessarily come out good. The problem is our current health care system is stupid. I don't understand why consumers can't talk to their doctor or the hospital themselves, and they have to pay $1,000, $1,200 a month for their family to ask the insurance company to bargain with the doctor, and they still have a high deductible, and they still have to pay the doctor, and people get mad at the doctor. And the doctor's like, look, I just want to get paid for seeing you. You buy your milk at the grocery store. You buy your bread at the grocery store. And you give them cash. Just see me. Give me cash. It'll be way cheaper than whatever your insurance company is charging you per month. And take out the middleman. But that's not the way it is. I think my insurance rates now are 12. How much a month? I thought I saw a quote of like 1,800. I need to double check what I'm going to be paying now this year. But almost 1,800 a month for my family. I'm paying an insurance company to go and tell my doctor, oh, she has a deductible, so only charge her 150. Why am I paying you that money? Well, because if God forbid there's a big surgery or there's something big, then. But the system screws you. Even insurance companies get screwed. It's a really, really messed up system. If we could go back to the cash days where, look, you know, a doctor won't get paid $2,000. So maybe only charge $25 or $50 a visit. And if doctors could charge that, maybe they could then fire all their billing staff, not have to have billers. Maybe they don't have to have all the computers, all the technology, all the people having to deal with the insurance companies. They could just have one nurse, see the patient, give the patient what they need, take the $25, move on. But for me to see patients and then the insurance not pay, then the insurance says the patient pays and the patient gets mad at me when all I did was my job, it's a real messed up system. So because this system is so screwed up, people are calling for universal health care. And I told you guys, no matter how much we try to fight it, medicine will become socialized. And universal health care system could have different definitions based on who does it. But California is moving forward to try to get rid of all these other insurance companies, which could, by the way, completely floor the system. I mean, any real large move or cannonball can just completely, you know, destroy an already fragile system. But California Democrats yesterday took the first step to abolish the private health insurance market and replace it with a government-run plan that they promise will never be denied to anybody. And I think it will also be open to illegal immigrants and undocumented immigrants as well. The proposal cleared a legislative committee in the state assembly, but still has a long way before becoming law. Why? Because there's a lot of opposition from business interests. They say it's going to cost too much. Voters also have to approve it because they're going to have a huge tax increase to pay for it. This vote also may not happen till 2024. And again, I'm mixed because on one end, it just, you know, we have like surprise bills that are illegal now. The surprise bills thing is stupid. Where if you go to a hospital, that hospital's in your network and that surgeon's in the network, but somebody, like maybe the anesthesiologist was not, they bill you out of network when you didn't even choose them. That's kind of stupid. And I really think it's stupid that an insurance company says, you know what, you could be on the network, but you can't. They do this to chiropractors all the time. Where they'll only take some chiropractors and then they'll just max the list. And you're like, well, I don't understand. Why can't my I'm paying for this insurance, you know. So then you choose insurance. And that's what I do. I choose my insurance based on my doctors being on it. It's not the benefits. I need to see which hospital they'll allow and which doctor they'll allow. And then that's the insurance I'll buy. It's a real stupid system. So a universal healthcare system might fix that. The problem is who is running the universal healthcare system? Liberals? Conservatives? Who's running the government plan? People say, but Dr. Dahlia, look at Medicaid. I go, I know, I've looked at Medicaid. Medicaid has been a cluster and a half. Medicaid, I don't know if they've made improvements with it, but Medicaid was weird. Medicaid would say, okay, you have pending Medicaid. So a patient would go to the doctor and say, I have pending Medicaid. They were turned down. Because pending Medicaid, you still didn't get paid as a physician. I took them. But after a while, I had to stop. I couldn't because you weren't getting paid. So they had this pending Medicaid, but then if they were denied, then they never had Medicaid and you basically saw them for free. I did tens of thousands of dollars of work on petty Medicaid patients, and I don't mind because I always had in my budget free work. One of the doctors I trained under had said, look, always have in your budget free work because you're going to do tons. And if you already have it in your budget, you're not going to be, you know, blown away by doing thousands of dollars a month of free work. And that's how I kept myself sane with it. And said, look, you know, I'm going to be doing free, you know, and it was great because it was part of my charity dollars, even though I still donate into things like that. But Medicaid, I told you what happened with Medicaid. Medicaid had sent this form letter to everybody saying, hey, guys, we think we might have overpaid some of you. So send us money back. If you don't send us a check or money back, you could expect an audit. So I wrote them back, and it was a form letter. And I go, I am so glad you reached out. You are the first person that we've been able to talk to in months. Here are all my Medicaid bills that have not been paid. Please audit. There's $50,000 of bills that you guys haven't paid. So don't expect a check from me because you guys owe me 50 grand. But here are all the bills. Have at it. Well, of course, I got no response. Nobody paid. And I stopped taking Medicaid. You can't keep working for free. So when I hear Medicaid and universal health care, and universal health care might be similar to Medicaid, that was a mess. I mean, patients weren't happy. There weren't enough Medicaid providers. Doctors weren't getting paid. It was a cluster. Now, what about Medicare? Well, Dr. Dahlia, Medicare is better, is it? How many of my patients would not get their pre-op chest x-rays or pre-op testing? For some reason, Medicare wasn't paid for. Now, that should have been fixed by now, but I hear people with Medicare say, no, barely they don't cover this, they don't cover this, so the code has to be this. Why is it that confusing? And then flu shots. Medicare paid 14 cents for a flu shot. So Medicare patients were saying the doctor doesn't carry flu shots anymore. Well, yeah, the doctor doesn't carry flu shots because they're taking a loss. So when you hear that business groups as well as medical providers might be fighting this, you know, because you're like, why would a doctor fight universal health care? Because we've dealt with these systems. I can't tell you how many veterans would come to me because the VA system had long lines, wouldn't give them the medications they need. And they would come and see me. And I'm like, but you have free benefit. You could be going to the VA. Look at what happened with the VA system. So if government can't run healthcare correctly, you need to be careful what you wish for. So how much would it cost for taxpayers? Well, we don't know. Already people are panicking that it is going to cost the average taxpayer thousands a year. And the taxes can't just be on rich people. There's not enough. Rich people are moving out of California. They're coming to Nevada. They're coming to Utah. They're coming to Idaho. They say to pay for everything, according to ABC News, Democrats have introduced a separate bill that would raise taxes on businesses and individuals by $163 billion per year. This is according to analysis by the California Taxpayers Association. Voters would have to approve the tax hikes. And it probably wouldn't make it till the 2024 proposal, so 3 years. So the universal health care bill passed 11-3. Republicans voted no, but I think there were only three Republicans. They argued the bill would cost too much, pay doctors and nurses less, potentially worsening a shortage of health care workers. And doctors aren't going to bring that up. They're not going to say, look, you know, I'm going to make less money. Doctors don't bring that up because we already make a lot less than we ever expected. But they are bringing up a point. If doctors aren't going to make money in California, they're going to leave. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new year hasn't stopped ongoing food shortages. Shortages at grocery stores and empty shelves across the country continue. This as coronavirus cases continue to surge and winter storms have piled on the supply chain struggles and labor shortages. There's growing talk about potential terrorists being caught at the Texas border with Mexico. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham bringing it up this week at a Judiciary Committee hearing.
We've had dozens of people on the terrorist watch list coming across the southern border.
This as our crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Graham saying it's just a matter of time before someone on the terror watch list makes it across the border into Texas without being caught.
International terrorists are going to come here and kill a lot of Americans if we don't change policy.
This is USA Radio News. Senate Democrats are trying to adjust the Senate filibuster to pass election reform legislation. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson points out Democrats were supporting the filibuster when the GOP controlled Congress and the White House.
32 Democrats at the beginning of the Trump administration signed a letter that said, you know, imploring Republicans, boy, don't eliminate the filibuster, the unlimited debate. Don't destroy our institution here. 32, 27 of those Senate Democrats are still in the Senate. And now what are they asking to do? They're asking to destroy the Senate.
Democrats argue that election reform laws passed by GOP-controlled states like Georgia and Florida make it harder for Americans to vote, particularly members of racial minority groups. AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is at $3.37 a gallon, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are going to have ongoing food shortages. We spoke about how Omicron is hitting everybody it can the next few weeks. We should be hitting our peak by next week. Then they drastically drop by February. Even though there's still going to be cases, we should be starting to get a little bit more of a normal life, post-COVID normal. But because of all the supply disruptions, that is going to be felt for weeks afterwards. And so there are shortages at grocery stores across the country. They have grown more acute. Plus, people are buying stuff up, and they're trying to be as proactive as possible, but when they do that, they hoard. Shortages are being reported nationwide, widespread, impacting produce, meat, as well as packaged goods such as cereal. A lot of items are harder to find, and they're more expensive. Consumer Price Index, as we heard today, jumped 7% from last year, the fastest pace since 1982, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 6.8% annually in November, which was also nearly a four-decade high. Albertson CEO Vivek Sankaran spoke about the supply chain challenges. I shop at Albertsons near my house. And they said, I think as a business, we've all learned to manage it. We've all learned to make sure that the stores are still very presentable, give the consumers as much choice as we could get. Kurt Covington, Senior Director of Institutional Credit at AG America, told USA Today that the trends for specific food shortages are intermittent and varied. Shortages depend on the item, the store, the region of the country. Shortages can be driven by supply chain issues, consumer behavior, environmental factors, so it's hard to pinpoint. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when you're looking at cold weather and people without heat and all that, they might be buying different sort of canned items than somebody who thinks they'll be able to still have power and be able to access their you know, stove or their refrigerator. So the world is reaching their two-year mark of the COVID-19 pandemic. I think it's been way over 2 years. More items are becoming scarce, less stuff on the shelves, and Omicron made it worse, but also weather. Apparently, the snowstorms in the Northwest, wildfires in Colorado, that has impacted product availability, caused a lot of shoppers to stock up more than usual, exacerbating supply problems caused by the pandemic. Now, U.S. groceries typically have 5 to 10% of their items out of stock at any given time. Now we're hearing the unavailability rate is hovering around 15%. Now, that's according to Consumer Brands Association President and CEO Jeff Freeman. So it's probably going to go higher. On top of that, we had a Listeria recall for lettuce. I think there's been a lot of soft drinks that have been recalled because of the metal of the glass shards. So when you have that as an issue on top of that, that makes it worse. Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University Whitman School of Management, according to USA Today, said that cream cheese and international foods were among the food products in short supply. As you walk through a lot of stores, you won't see the quantity or quality of items you are accustomed to seeing. In a recent study by business consulting KPMG, 71% of grocery consumers said they were somewhat or very concerned about shortages or stockouts, with 35% switching brands when their favorite items are out of stock. Yeah, I don't really have a favorite item. I mean, I buy what's on sale. I'm one of those shoppers where I can be manipulated by the sale price. If you put the sale sticker, I'll buy that cheese. I don't like to buy no-name brands, but I'll buy what's on sale. I check the code date, of course, but yeah. Costco is limiting purchase of some items. According to USA Today, some retailers have been limiting purchases of select items similar to policies implemented at the start of the pandemic. Why? Because of panic buying. Costco brought back temporary purchase limits on toilet paper and things like that this summer. So baby formula now has been on short supply. Baby formula and baby food, even pet food. People are having trouble getting their pet food. I noticed that because my cats are spoiled, and they like these little meat cutlets or pate from Friskies, and I noticed that it was double the price on Amazon. $60 to $80 for a container or for like one of those packs, multi-packs. I'm not going to spend that on the cats. It's ridiculous. Krishna Kumar Devi, president of Strategic Analysis, told IRI that the journal that shortages are intermittent and vary based on retailer and location. 20% of nation's retailers had baby formula out of stock, or more than 20% of their baby formula out of stock. So the supply chain issue, you know, I mean, I don't care about cream cheese, you know, and things like that, but I do worry about the cats and the dogs and the kids. You got labor, transportation shortages, pet owners, you know, having issues. There's even a chicken tender shortage, Lunchable shortage, that I've seen. Kraft Heinz Lunchables, because I usually buy those. Toilet paper is still on short supply. Champagne is on short supply. Beer. Sammy Hendler, co-owner of Jack's Abbey Crafts Lagers in Framingham, Massachusetts, and president of Massachusetts Brewers Guild, said the cost increases being felt by breweries are universal and is a big topic among colleagues. They cannot keep up with the demand to make cans. And in fact, I think there's even an aluminum shortage now. A lot of us have been using aluminum for our drinks. And apparently canned drinks because they're easier to make and transport. Now aluminum prices are going up, and that's going to then affect our drinks. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just expect, hopefully the peak comes, COVID cases go down, but expect that it's still going to be bad in terms of supplies. More than half of Europe is expecting to catch COVID in the next 2 months. Now, we keep being told that the UK and US, we're going to probably in the next few weeks start to see rapid drops in cases. CNN is reporting, though, that the Omicron variant is forecasted to infect more than half of all Europeans in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Now, I thought Omicron hit Europe first, so I'm a little confused. The World Health Organization officials said Tuesday, as he urged nations to strengthen mask rules and warned that the window to act was closing. Record COVID-19 cases have put Europe right now under increased pressure, which is why you're seeing restrictions and mandates in Austria, Greece, and Italy. Dr. Hans Kluge, World Health Organization Regional Director for Europe, told a virtual news conference that European and Central Asian countries remain, quote, under intense pressure from COVID-19. They say today the Omicron variant represents a new west-to-east tidal wave sweeping across the region on top of the Delta surge that all countries were managing until late 2021. There are still hospitalizations with Delta patients. Delta patients hit us really hard in the fall. But now we have Omicron on top of that. So they say at this rate, the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation forecasts that more than 50% of the population in the region will be infected with Omicron in the next 4 to 6 weeks. It's interesting. People on Facebook are telling me that they're hiding out. I don't know if that's the best thing to do. I don't want you getting this on purpose. But, you know, I mean, I guess that is a strategy. Try to hold off and not get Omicron. Because when you do finally get it, hopefully the hospitals will be freed up. But I just think it's going to be inevitable. I just don't think you could hide from Omicron. It is out there. It's all over the place. And Omicron is smart. It's going to land on you, whether you're vaccinated or not. So he called World Health Organization, Regional Director for Europe, called on countries not affected by the surge to mandate the use of high-quality masks in closed and indoor settings, ensure that vulnerable individuals have access to them. Do you see now, this is what we've been saying since day one, these masks have been worthless, and we need the stronger masks. We need good masks given out to people. I don't understand why it has taken them 2 years to figure that out. So now you're going to see, quote-unquote, high-quality masks. All these gaiters and sports masks and all this stuff we've been doing, I haven't worn my Dallas Cowboy mask. One of my patients made, handcrafted, a Dallas Cowboy cloth mask. It's pretty, but I don't wear it because it's not a medical mask. I need to wear a medical mask. So they're worried about some of the countries that have less vaccination, but like Bulgaria, Romania, and they're telling everybody to hold on to their pants. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new study looked at how airborne COVID is and how infectious it is. And apparently, by the first 2 minutes of it being in the air, it's dropped 90%. Almost like a vaccine immunity, huh? Except after 2 minutes. The new research is published out of the UK, has been uploaded, but not necessarily peer-reviewed. So British research said that airborne infectivity rate of COVID-19 will decline over the first 20 minutes after it's been released into the air. Very similar to a cold. The research emphasizes that physical distancing and wearing masks are still the strongest tools to prevent a COVID-19 infection. Yawn, we know that. This isn't groundbreaking.
But I find it interesting that it's still floating around the air. Researchers studied the infectivity rate of COVID-19 over the course of 20 minutes and found the decrease almost immediately, with the virus losing infectivity by 50 to 60% within seconds of being released into the air. And by the first 2 minutes, the infectivity dropped further by 90%. After 10 minutes, only 10% of the virus remained infectious. It means that if I'm meeting friends for lunch in a pub today, the primary risk is likely to be me transmitting it to my friends or my friends transmitting it to me, rather than it being transmitted from someone on the other side of the room. That's according to Jonathan Reed, a professor at the University of Bristol and the study's lead author. The loss of infectivity of COVID-19, they believe, has to do with the pH in virus droplets. Researchers think that the viral particles leave the moist and carbon dioxide-rich lungs in human, and then they freeze, and they dehydrate, and they rapidly lose water and dry out once they hit the outside of your lungs. That transitions to lower levels of carbon dioxide, therefore an increase in pH, it becomes more basic. Researchers said the temperature of the air did not make a difference, however, in how infectious the virus was, which contradicts previous theories that COVID-19 doesn't spread as easily in higher temperatures. Early on in the pandemic, they said the cold makes it worse. But then we saw the alpha wave in the summer, and we were like, oh, well, guess not. Researchers did say that airborne droplets are notoriously difficult to study. The vast majority of indoor aerosols originate from candles, dust, outdoor air, pollution, and food cookers. They said under most conditions, exhaled aerosol droplets rapidly lose both moisture and heat through evaporation. Researchers only studied three COVID variants, which included the Alpha. They hope to continue experiments that look at the infectivity rate of Omicron in the upcoming weeks. I don't think Omicron was included in this. And Omicron seems to be a little bit more infectious than the other ones. So I would, take this with a grain of salt. What this tells us, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 minutes, is it's still in the room. It can still float around the room. So that's why outdoors ventilation really helps. I know they're like, when you're outdoors, you need to wear a mask. You're like, really? Didn't somebody get arrested for kayaking in the middle of a river or a lake in Southern California, and he got arrested because he was not wearing a mask? Or he was wearing a mask and he was outside when there was supposed to be a lockdown. Don't you want people outside? Didn't they say it with the original outbreak that that's what got New York? Because everybody was locked down and they weren't outside and among, you know, other people, they weren't outside getting air. They were forced indoors. You know, that's odd. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people want to know what's going on in China. We got the Olympics starting in a couple weeks. Well, Beijing said they're ready, even though they're dealing with COVID outbreaks as well. But they have a policy called zero COVID. They are aiming for zero COVID. Well, they could have 2.5 years ago prevented COVID. But they're going to great lengths to keep the virus out. According to BBC News, all foreign spectators will be barred, with only residents of mainland China allowed into the events. They must also quarantine when they leave the venues to return home. People are advised not to travel into Beijing from other parts of the country. They are going to have an Olympic bubble. The media, athletes, and observers, right? The fans are going to be in three distinct bubbles. Anybody entering those bubbles have to be fully vaccinated or spend 21 days in quarantine. COVID testing is carried out on a daily basis. Face masks are required at all times. If I was an Olympic athlete, I would be I'd be beside myself because how do you know you're not going to test positive? You know, at any time you could test positive. Nobody can leave the bubbles. Overseas participants will enter them upon arrival to China and remain in the bubble until they leave the country. Local support workers, including volunteers, cooks, drivers, are also part of a sealed bubble. They will have no physical contact with the outside world, even with their families. The system applies not just to housing, hospitals, and locations meant to serve the Olympics, but also transport links. So subways, trains, they will be on a closed loop. Closed loop airport high-speed rail systems will be in a closed loop bubble, so to speak. All designated vehicles for Olympic personnel are labeled with a special red sign on the front so you don't take, I guess, an Uber. Local traffic authorities have been advising the public to avoid contact if they have a road accident with them. Garbage will be held at temporary storage sites to prevent cross-infection. Yeah, don't you wonder when you see these masks on the ground? I mean, if COVID is that infectious, and we have all these mandates, why are people throwing their masks all over the place? There's masks left on coffee tables, on, it's, I don't know. So travel in and out of China is severely restricted for foreigners. There have been restrictions on internal movement since the pandemic began. Any travelers from abroad who do have permission to enter China are screened on arrival. Then they're sent to government-designated hotels for a mandatory quarantine of at least 2 weeks. You know, here's the thing. It could work. It's just barbaric, but, I mean, it could work. Because if you get, I mean, just like with COVID now, I mean, you know, eventually if you get COVID, you're done. I mean, after 2 weeks, because, I mean, if they start quarantining everybody now, as long as they don't have outside access, they could necessarily keep, they could in theory keep the bubble. But all it takes is somebody from some news outlet to fly in the last day, and then that could mess things up. They said most cities, this is followed by a further 7 days of hotel or home quarantine, and then a 7-day monitoring period when social mixing is prohibited and regular reporting to local health officials is required. China has stopped issuing and renewing passports for non-urgent purposes to its own citizens, both at home and abroad, to further minimize international travel. There are also strict controls on moving between China's cities and individual neighborhoods, with further mandatory periods of self-isolation for those permitted to travel. With the games approaching, China has put some cities into lockdown where cases have been detected. I would not want to live in China. That has got to be rough. Just rough. Those people are only allowed to leave for, I believe, emergent. I'm having issues with my computer right now, sorry. Urgent matters such as going to a hospital. That's the only time you can leave your lockdown. Surveillance is done by police and local volunteers. Harsh penalties for anyone breaking the rules. You could be evicted from your house in China at short notice and sent to quarantine facilities if infections are detected during a mass testing campaign. All non-essential businesses are shut apart from food shops and some other essential suppliers. We're not talking World War II. We're talking right now. They could call in your neighborhood and you'd be mass quarantined and ripped from your house and put in a determinant facility. Schools are closed. Public transport is suspended. All vehicle movement banned when this happens. So how successful is COVID zero? Well, they're saying they've had less deaths and less cases than the U.S. and the U.K., but man, looks rough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended Your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested. That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.